Cheesehead TV brings you two guys who like to think they know something about football.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Packer Transplants Live. I am Aaron Nagler, and I am joined, as always, by my partner here at Cheesehead TV, Mr. Corey Banky. I am coming to you live from Cheesehead TV, New York. Corey joins us across the street from Lambeau Field, and we are ready to talk some Packers. What do we have on tap today, Corey?
Today, we discuss the loss to the Lions and the trade of Preston Smith and the work to be done over the Packers' bye week. But first, it's time for the good, the bad, and the ugly. We got the good. We got
Aaron Mosby.
We got the bad. We got
the drops.
And we got the ugly. We got
Jordan Love throwing interceptions again.
Oof.
How you doing, Corey?
Oof. I'm doing good.
That's right.
I'm doing good.
I feel like I haven't seen you in a year, but it's really just been, what, like a week and a half?
I think it's been a week and a half. Yeah, sorry I missed everybody last week, and sorry I missed you on Watch Party. But, you know, we're here. We're ready for the good half of the season, like I see in the chat. I'm really excited about the Packers.
There you go. There
you
go. You
know what? The thing you should never do in life is read X. And, you know, that's really what you should do because, you know, half the people – I've muted more people in the last 2 days since this trade deadline because I'm just like – I actually agreed with Peter Bukowski, and I'm only going to say this one time this year, but I saw a post that he wrote because I didn't agree with a bunch of shit that he said, and I kind of subtweeted about it yesterday.
Right.
But I actually agreed with one thing he said. It's like people are acting like we need to change 90% of our team when like we literally need like a 4% increase. You know, it's like looking for a dividend stock. You know, we're trying to find we think we need penny stocks, but all we need is a nice little dividend. Stock.
A little but, dividend. That's it. Love it.
Yeah, people are losing their minds. And like, also, like, when's the last time? Do you know who Brian G is? You know who the general manager of the Green Bay Packers is, right?
Exactly.
Remember him?
Oh, but people Corey, he's funny. An idiot. Don't you know that? Like, he's the worst. I saw someone who said Gutekunst should be on the hot seat. He should be on the hot seat, Corey.
Yeah.
Because he didn't make a trade. Oh my goodness! I love it.
What are you going to trade for? That's the other thing. It's like, what are you going to trade for? Who are you going to trade
players
for?
Players that people have heard of. You know the drill. I mean, if they've heard of them, they should be trading for them. Come on, Corey.
I love this new narrative. This is my favorite narrative of the year. Okay, and this is like this came out of a narrative that's been going around. Like we always get blamed for, like, oh, we're some kind of shill for the Green Bay Packers, right?
Oh,
but there's
this
other narrative
yesterday.
That like. The one that you put where this guy was like, oh, man, this championship narrative story that we're all living in. Last time I checked, asshole, we won 13 fucking world championships. We are a championship team. We're called Titletown. Like, what is wrong with people? What is wrong with people? Well, they write words, and I think they go in ChatGPT, and they're like, these are the words I would like to write, and I am going to find the way to write them. And then the ChatGPT spits it out. They're like, I love what this says. I love it. it's so annoying. People are annoying.
Corey, yes, it is annoying. But look, hey, it just means they're passionate. I love their passion. I love people getting so hot and bothered about the fact that the Packers didn't make moves. And it's like, Detroit made a move. Well, yeah, Detroit suffered a catastrophic injury to literally their best player. They had to make a move. The Packers aren't bringing in someone who's going to tilt their roster into championship form. Like, I understand people want a corner, a pass rusher, etc. Let's watch it play out and watch these young guys get on the field and see what they can do before you start throwing a tantrum about the fact that Brian Gutekunst didn't send a day two pick for a 30-plus-year-old corner or something. Like, that's what drives
me. But also, like, that's the thing. This is the thing that drives me crazy, okay? It's you see it with the Jets, too. Every team thinks they're on the precipice. Guess what?
Right.
You've got short-term needs, you have mid-term needs, and you have long-term needs. And you have to understand where you are as a team to set yourself up for winning the Super Bowl in any one year. But if you act – okay, so on the one hand, if you act like every year this is the year, you're, one, going to go broke and your team's going to look like trash and you're going to have no long-term prospects. But then it drives me crazy. Like, it's like people have no self-awareness of where this team is in its trajectory. If you were looking at where the trajectory of the team was last year, and I told you where we were this year, you wouldn't be trying to trade for anybody. You'd be like, you know what? Let's keep
seeing what we have. You're building your roster. You're building your core. You're developing the literal youngest team in the league into a contender. Like, I just don't get how people don't understand that, especially after years of operating like they did at the end of Aaron Rodgers' time in Green Bay.
Yep.
Where they were trying to win, extending contracts out, killing their salary cap, keeping around vets, all in service of we're trying to get back and win a Super Bowl. But because they didn't do it, and now this team is young and they don't make a trade, they're not interested in winning championships. Are you out of your fucking mind? Just because they don't play fantasy football the way you want them to doesn't mean that everybody in that building, especially the people in charge of football, aren't doing every single possible thing they can do to bring a title back to Titletown. You can cry about it on Twitter all you want. Doesn't change the fact that these people have forgotten more than you'll ever know about the game of football. So just stop with
it. I understand, I would have put the drops in the ugly, let's be real. There was another thing that came out, and I'm sure
the drops were ugly, but I had to put it in the bad because I had to put Jordan Love and that interception.
No, I understand. Look, that one. Look, but here's the thing. If I showed you Brett Favre's second year as a quarterback,
right?
If I showed you his interceptions,
1,000,000,000% correct. Yes,
you would vomit. You would vomit. If I just said, you know what? Here are all of Brett Favre's second year interceptions for the year, you would literally vomit into your toilet. And you would be like, I love Jordan Love. Okay? So let's put things in perspective a little bit. Also, this is a team that is seriously still in contention for a Super Bowl. Okay? Don't get it twisted. This is a team that was on the precipice of the NFC Championship game and ready to make that happen. So we're still there. And in many ways, this is a better team than you saw last year this time and last year moving forward. So I think this is a better team than we had last year, and look where we got to. And you can't say that about Aaron Rodgers' second year team. You can't say that about Brett Favre's second year team. Like, let's just have a little bit of perspective.
Pull back.
I understand there's a lot of misinformation. I understand there's idiots like Peter Bukowski saying stupid shit that you shouldn't be listening to. I get that. But you know
what?
I
like how you praised
your own
him like
research
2 minutes ago, and now you're back to bashing him. That's good.
Dude, this mofo, he seriously was like, I think we should pass. Dude, what he's talking about wide receivers, and he's like, we need to pick 1, 2, 3. Right. Hey, motherfucker, guess what happened last year when we actually didn't pick a 1, 2, 3, and look where our team is right now? Why don't we try that a little bit more, okay, before we're, like, deciding stuff? It's like, he's the worst both sides-er. Like, whatever the other thing is, he's going to both sides to the other thing, and then he's going to, back to some bullshit. Fucking can't stand that guy. Oh, my God. I love it.
You got that off your chest? That's good. No. I want to say hello to everybody in the chat. Thank you so much for joining us. I got a lot of people already chiming in, mixing it up. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Just so you're all aware, there is no super chat function tonight. However, you do have the ability to support the Pro Football Retired Players Association. As we indicated earlier this month, every single watch party and episode of Packer Transplants, everything from the ad revenue to your donations is going to the Pro Football Retired Players Association. And they're incredibly important work. Everything they do, we are extremely proud to be partnering with them. And everything, like I said, watch party, transplants, everything will be donated to their charitable foundation, the Greater Good Fund. So if you can, please, anything you can, that donate button is at the bottom of the chat. Hit it up. We really, really appreciate the support. You guys were absolutely fucking amazing on watch party. Thank you so much for everything you did on Sunday, anything you can do tonight and throughout the month of November. Really appreciate you guys.
I think I never really got to talk about this because I wasn't on a watch party. I apologize. I actually have my Retired Players Association lens cloth right here.
And
we
you.
Are going to be giving
the
away.
Swag.
Yeah, I got the swag, and I was able to get. We're going to give away a bunch of swag. Actually, I've got a pile of swag. We're going to give away probably for watch parties. But I just want to say one thing about the Pro Football Retired Players Association. A lot of people think that, you know, players, especially before, I believe, the 1995 bargaining agreement, those players are suffering the most when it comes
yes,
to
sir.
Like what their contracts were, what their agreements were, what their health insurance is. One of the cool things about the PFRPA is that it gives a vision and health and dental, which are two, you know, we all kind of take that for granted probably in our lives that we have those things. But, you know, health insurance, vision, dental, and then helping players try to find another revenue piece. We all love this sport, and I think we just think that, you know, these players make millions of dollars that we're seeing billions. I mean, and it's soon to be.
Right.
Teams make billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Right
with the
now,
revenue
today.
Pie, no doubt.
Right now, right. today, and today in our year of our Lord, 2024. But, you know, it wasn't, it's not too, you know, we're talking 25, 30 years ago, players that we all grew up, you know, myself grew up loving, even though the Packers were kind of trash, but we still love. I know there's those of you out there that had players that, you know, I think it would astonish you. You know, I was talking to Dave Robinson, who is on the board of the Pro Football Retired Players Association. It was kind of amazed me talking about some players who I remember watching and growing up who are suffering and who, you know, they need the help. And I do think for us, especially as our brand is about being dedicated to, you know, diehard Packer fans around the world. And if you think about the Packers, there's very something special about the 60s players, especially. So 60s, 70s, 80s,
oh, yeah.
90s players. And we owe them, you know, yeah, we bought our tickets and we did our stuff, but, you know, these are our memories. These are they're human beings that need our help. And I think it's a perfect kind of combination for what we all care about, like watch this show about the Green Bay Packers
1,000%.
And what we
yes,
can
sir.
Do to help people. It's a really good marriage for us. And I really appreciate that, Rachel. Thank you for your donation.
Rachel, thank you for the donation. And anonymous
and
as
just
well.
So you guys know, we are going to be making our own Cheesehead TV donation. We are not just going to donate based on all of you helping us. We're actually going to do, at the end of this, our plan is to not only, we're going to give swag away for stuff. That's pretty cool. I've got some, you know, you guys all know I have the world famous Green Bay Packer helmet that is signed by... Who is it signed by? Tucker Kraft. What was the running back? Henry Pearson.
The fullback.
Yeah,
yes.
Henry Pearson, the former fullback, former legendary fullback for the Green Bay Packers. So we're going to have that to give away. I have a Pro Football Retired Players helmet. So stay tuned on our stuff. Probably next watch party we'll have a giveaway where we'll basically ship you that. And if you have any ideas or things you want to say, you know, reach out to us at contact@CheeseheadTV. And let's keep it going. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Really appreciate everyone's support. We already have a bunch of people donating in the chat. Thank you so much. And if you're not here live, you're either listening maybe on the podcast or you're watching this after we're live, there is a donate button in the description of the video. Anything you can do, really, really appreciate it. All right. Let's do it. Let's get to the hotness. The hotness. Now, I know hotness probably isn't a word that
leads
to mind.
I got myself so worked up that my glasses fogged, by the way.
Your glasses are fogging up. Probably not a word that leaps to mind after watching that game in the rain. Packers kind of, you know, they moved the ball, but they didn't score a whole bunch of points, obviously. But man, this Josh Jacobs run got me hot. This is so great. The blocking on this. The hole that you talk about running it in the alley. Let's take a look here. Watch how this thing just gets walled off. Look at that. Jacobs makes one little sweet little move there in the hole, and he's off the races.
Nice.
I love this. Watch Tucker Kraft. We'll see it one more time. See, look, the walled off. Great seal block by Kraft. And then he runs behind the play and slides into just because he can slide. Why not? It knocks Watson out in the process. Thankfully, Watson's okay. But that's just hot, man. Just running the football. Josh Jacobs doing Josh Jacobs things. All that great blocking. That, ladies and gentlemen, is hot. I absolutely love it. Before we get going into the meat of the proceedings, let's give a quick shout out to our friends over at Prize Picks. Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. You just select two or more players, pick more or less on the projected stats, and place your entry. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Go to prizepicks.com and use code CHTV. Spend $5 on lineups and get $50 instantly. You can join in the fun in the link in the description of this video. And I hear you out there. Aaron, where is it available? It's available in 43 different states, including Wisconsin. Hit me up, people. I know a lot of folks have been sending me their lineups. I absolutely love it. All of you did a lot better than I did on Monday night, but I did pretty damn well on Sunday. Love it, people. Thank you so much for everyone who has already kind of hopped on board. Looking forward to seeing more of your lineups in the second half of the season. All right. You ready for some Packers news there, Corey?
Let's do it.
All right. Preston Smith was traded to the Steelers. And I think this makes a world of sense. I did a whole reaction video about it. Makes all the sense in the world. And especially when you consider.
I didn't see that. What did they get?
A seventh round pick. A seventh round pick.
Oh, seventh round. Conditional? No, or just straight up
seventh. No, straight seventh. Straight up seventh round. And
but they
what's
took his
is,
cap, right? So they took his dead money,
yes.
So we don't
well,
have it?
Yeah, they take his contract, and the Packers do get some cap relief. But cool. What's interesting is Preston indicated today to the Pittsburgh media that he requested a trade several weeks ago, which is why you probably saw the reports around his name prior to the trade deadline. And obviously, the Packers acquiesced and gave him his wish. And we saw his playing time go down. Now we know why. And I think it makes all the sense in the world simply because he wasn't doing anything in this system. He said as much today. He didn't think the 4-3 suited what he does best. I would tend to agree. And the Packers get, basically, they replaced the seventh round pick they lost when they traded for Malik Willis. So I think it's a big win for the Packers. They get a bunch of young guys on the field. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But yeah, all the sense in the world. The other kind of notes here heading into the bye, Marshawn Lloyd could be coming off injury reserve soon. Now, is it imminent? Is it this week? We don't know. But Brian Gutekunst in his press conference yesterday did indicate when asked about the fact that because of the trade, there is a open roster spot available. He didn't say it would be one for one, didn't say this was definitely what was going to happen. But he did indicate that Marshawn Lloyd could be coming off injury reserve soon. So whether that's next Saturday, whether that's a week, 2 weeks from now, we will see. But sure feels like that's imminent. And I'm excited to see the rookie get back out there and show what he can do, because I think he's a pretty damn electric player.
That would be nice.
Other injury notes. Speaking of injury reserve, Luke Musgrave, who's obviously missed much of the season with that ankle injury. Brian did reveal that Musgrave, or I'm sorry, I think it was Matt, revealed that he has had surgery. I'm still hopeful that he can return by the end of the season. Got to be thinking like December, what have you. Mm-hmm. But he did have surgery for the ankle, so don't expect him to come back anytime soon. And then one other note that this happened, I think, 2 weeks ago, but I did want to kind of note it because we didn't have a transplants 2 weeks ago. And it's always interesting when the Packers go and sign somebody who was a former first-round pick. The Packers did sign Jamin Davis and put him on their practice squad. He was released by the Commanders a couple weeks ago. They had tried to make him into a defensive end. The Packers will be running him at linebacker. And we know they have not had great play at the inside backer position so far this year. Who knows? I'm not saying that this is going to happen, but potentially maybe he gets in the mix down the line here. So something to watch. Just something to keep your eye on, Corey, as we continue on.
What about Jordan Love? A lot of people asking about Jordan Love's injury or if he has one. Do we know
I see that. I saw someone at the top of the chat mention that. I haven't seen anything or heard anything about a new MCL injury, which is what I believe people in the chat are talking about. I know he kind of tweaked his groin injury a little bit there in the game. Never came out, finished the game. I haven't seen any other reporting about a new injury. So I'm in the dark unless somebody's maybe reading a old headline from September about that MCL injury he suffered down in Brazil. But yeah, no, nothing new on that front. And hopefully, Jordan gets away for the bye week, gets healed up, and is ready to hit the ground running when they go to Chicago in a couple weeks. Let's talk about this Packers offense.
So that means it's
That would be why. That's why. So it's all over Facebook, so you can safely ignore it. Yeah, that makes sense. Looking at the Packers offense, speaking of Jordan Love, Love's mistake finally costs the Packers. And this is a tough one because you guys know we love Jordan here, but they had been living dangerously with all these interceptions. He's thrown at least one interception in every single game this year. Can't be giving the ball away, and you certainly can't be giving the ball away to one of the best teams in the league, which is what happened at the end of the first half. Man, I love Jordan Love, but that was horrific. To your point, Corey, it kind of made me vomit. It made me kind of think back to that second year as a starter for Brett. And I know people are undoubtedly sick of that comparison, but that's exactly what it reminded me of. Just throw it on the ground or throw it out of bounds. Do anything other than put it in harm's way there at the end of the first half when the entire game swings on the outcome of that play.
I just think that we're going to have patience while we have our exuberance, and that's just the you know, live by the sword, die by the sword, you guys. Come on, you know.
I mean, yeah. And then Sunday they died.
No question about it. If you watch John Gruden, I mean, don't take it from me. I don't know shit, right? But right. I literally watched John Gruden talk about Jordan Love the same way he remembers saying Mike Holmgren would be like, no, 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 no. Oh, okay, okay. No, no, no. Oh, what were you thinking? So this is it. This is what happens. Yeah. Like, you don't turn into Tom Brady overnight. And we've seen this when you are conservative with the ball too much. You don't win either. You don't win at all.
Yep.
We saw this. We saw this with our last quarterback. You can't tell me that if our last quarterback was a little less conservative, we might have won more games. I'm sorry.
Maybe we just turn it over more and lose some more games. You never know. But I hear you. It's been frustrating. But hopefully he finds that kind of, you know, fine line when it comes to risk and when it's smart. And that's the thing. There is kind of game situation awareness here. Like, I understand trying to make a play. I understand you're about to get tackled and you want to get rid of the ball. But man, you got so many more downs to play, and you got a whole half of football to go. Don't put the ball in jeopardy. Don't even give them a chance.
I think it also goes to like, hey, we have a defense you can trust, so let them play their game. And live to die another day, you know?
Big time. Big time. Couldn't agree more. But on the flip side, it'd be nice if the young man got a little bit of help. Can we catch the ball? Can we just catch the fucking ball? Please.
Every time I turned on this game, somebody dropped the ball. And I know it seemed like it was Wicks, but it was somebody.
Oh, it was everybody. Tucker Kraft got in on the act.
It's ridiculous.
Wicks, Dobbs had a drop on that slant play. Like, everybody got involved. So, and I mean, look, for the very first drive, Brooks, the ball's behind him, but if he catches that, he's probably going into the end zone. It was an epidemic on Sunday, and it's been bad all year. I think they're second in the league in drops, depending on which service you're looking at, but they have a ton of drops. Can we catch the ball? Just catch the ball. Do your quarterback a solid. Catch the freaking ball. I understand not every pass is going to be perfect, but they were dropping them, whether they were behind them, whether it was in front of them, whether it was a perfect pass. I mean, Jordan Love hit Tucker Kraft right in the hands on a third down. Guy just dropped it. You know what I mean? Like, just catch the ball. It's the most simple thing in the whole world. Catch the ball.
Well, and finally, on the offensive side of the ball. The fact that we had everything going on offense, like that, the craziest stat of that whole entire game was – we beat the Lions at everything except score. Like, I would have rather had the opposite, but that was crazy to me. I was like, really? How that does not happen very often with the Green Bay Packers. Like, it really doesn't.
No.
Like, it's very rare that we're then, that lopsided and then we lose.
And that's the frustrating aspect there is that comes back to the real issues that they're having in the red zone. And a lot of that is driven by the pre-snap penalties, pushing them back, or even run of play penalties where they're holds or whatever. But that is killing them. That's absolutely killing them. You're one of four in the red zone in that game. That's not going to beat the Detroit Lions. It's just not going to happen.
No.
You know, you're going to be lucky to beat any team going one of four in the red zone, let alone the Lions. So, yeah, that's one of those. Hopefully bye week comes, they take a look at that, what they're calling against certain defenses situationally, et cetera. Maybe they do some kind of playbook shakeup there, because right now it's been brutal. It's been really brutal.
I mean, there is a silver lining in the division, and the silver lining's name is the Chicago Bears. So
this is correct, sir. This is correct.
You know, I mean, I watched a couple, like, that play where the wide receiver just, like, walks off the play while
the DJ Moore
he's
play.
While DJ Moore,
his rookie quarterback is running around
life.
Trying to save his life, and you literally walk off the field and sit on the bench during the play.
Like, as mad as I am about drops, I don't feel like there's any person on this Green Bay Packers team who would ever do that, who would ever do anything close to giving up on a play like that.
No, not like, in the game. They just sit at home during practice. I'm sorry, was that too early? Anyway. But, yes, I totally agree. Like, on the field of play, these guys are coming to play. They're coming to play for each other. There is no doubt about it. But, yeah, that play was fucking hysterical. Yeah, I mean, it's just funny. I mean,
it's terrible for Bears fans, which I actually thoroughly enjoy. But the fact that if you look at how much DJ Moore gets per hour or even per minute of a game or per second of a game, like just like where we have gone. The only thing worse than that, honestly, was the Yankees first baseman. Who's too fat to be able to run to first base to get a guy who's running out in the fifth inning. Like, that's
amazing.
I swear to God, it's like, what is happening to sports? It's like the thing we could always rely on was that guys had no give up. And we're seeing like lots of give up in sports lately. Sports feels like, you know what sports feels like? Sports feels like right now, it feels like, you know how like when you buy something and then 2 years later you got to buy another thing? Sports feels like that right now. It's like you get a guy, he's really good, and he's just going to give up, so you got to get a new guy. It's sad.
It's like the perpetual Za'Darius Smith. You know, it's like Za'Darius really hot to begin always, and I'm sure the Lions fans are going to love him, and then he's going to quit. And disappear and do nothing when it matters most. Seen that movie, bought the ticket, got the t-shirt. I know what's coming. No question about it. Finally, on offense, Corey, real quick, we don't have to belabor this point, but maybe some appreciation for Josh Myers. Remember the game, the playoff game in San Francisco when it was raining? I don't remember any bad snaps. We had three of them on Sunday. I mean, I love Elgton Jenkins, but yikes. I mean, that literally cost them at least one drive, and it pushed the ball back in a scenario where they missed a field goal. So just a little appreciation for Josh Myers. I understand he's not the world's greatest center, but the snaps get there. Even in the elements. Let's talk about the defense, shall we? In light of this Preston Smith trade, these young edge rushers are going to get a chance. I'm excited for the Aaron Mosby's of the world, the Brenton Cox Juniors, if you will. Hopefully he gets dressed for the first time this year. And look, it all comes down to can mostly Lucas Van Ness, but also Kingsley and Igbare step up their game. We know we've been waiting for Lucas Van Ness, right? And while it's been frustrating to watch him kind of spin his wheels, so to speak, he's still young, still learning. He is in his third different defense in as many years. So I have some grace there, right? But man, If there was ever a time to start picking it up, it is now. And he's going to get opportunities. It started on Sunday.
Yep.
Played a hell of a lot more than he had been. So these young guys,
I mean,
if there's going to be some kind of surge as their pass rush from the front four goes, that these are the youngsters that are going to do it.
I need LVN. I really need LVN to do something. You know that meme where you like
sort of the Packers
and you're like, do something,
do something.
You know, when you poke them and you're like, do something. That's what I need from LVN right now.
Big, big time. Hey, shout out to Johnny Rivers. Thank you for the donation of the Pro Football Retired Players Association.
Thank you, Johnny.
Appreciate you, man. That's good stuff.
So wait, we have a bye week. Oh man, I just realized
this.
I'm so depressed.
Yeah, no, it's not optimal. But yes, no game
that.
This weekend.
It's like
a perfect timing,
no
though, for the season itself. For the Packers season, it's pretty good timing.
Yes,
I like where it's placed.
Yes. I'm gonna.
It sucks as a fan to not have a game this weekend, but it's good for the team. It's good for the team. Another thing on defense, Valentine has to play over Stokes. I know they were really trying to make the Stokes thing work. I know, obviously, the injuries thrust both of these guys into action on Sunday. But going forward, if there's ever a question, who should play? Absolutely should be Carrington Valentine. Eric Stokes, it's over. It's done. I don't know how else to say it.
Wasn't it done like
2 weeks ago? They were really excited about him this summer. Just hasn't happened. He has not looked good. He has looked eminently beatable down in and down out. And if teams need a play, if they absolutely got to have it, they know. Get your guy matched up on Eric Stokes. I mean, it brings me no joy to say this, but it's so blazingly obvious. And, I hope going forward we see a lot more Valentine than we do Stokes. And then, finally, we need a bounce back from Carl Brooks. Not only, and I know everybody obviously saw the horrific penalty that he had on the opening drive for the Lions that gifted them kind of half the distance to the goal, and then they score a touchdown on that next fourth. But, man, he's coming off a poor, poor game, and he's a good football player. They need a lot better from Carl Brooks. And I don't say this lightly because I love the young man. I thought he had a really exciting rookie year. I think he's had mostly a decent second season. But with the fact that they have not been great rushing the passers with four, man, he needs to start stepping up, start giving them something along the interior, and stop making boneheaded penalties like he did against the Lions. But definitely need a bounce back from Carl Brooks. No doubt about it.
I'm down with that. I'm down. I mean, I felt like the defense did a pretty good job against the Lions, to be honest with you. I didn't think they
did.
I don't know.
They did.
Watching the game back, I wasn't like we could have, it could have been way worse.
That's our next t-shirt. Packers defense. It could have been way worse. I like it. I'm down with that. Thank you, Jerry, for the donation to the PFRPA. Appreciate you. Speaking of which, we're going to be sending out our next newsletter tomorrow morning. Obviously, there's no game preview this week, but each and every Thursday morning, all the Cheesehead TV content, all the great Packers goodness to your inbox each and every week, twice a week during the season. You can sign up in the link in the description of this video. Get on board. Lots of, and I mean lots of Packers content coming at you each and every week. We've got lots of people signing up. It's great stuff. Get on board. Next one out tomorrow morning. Okay, Corey, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's do it.
This week in the Packer blogosphere.
That's right, it's This Week in the Packer Blogosphere, the return of that venerable series. You know what's great about the Packers kind of media sphere is that not only do you get amazing like content from all the folks who create it, whether it's on the beat or the blogosphere or podcasters, people on social media, but there's also things like Clubhouse Live there in Appleton where they invite people on who, you know, play for the team or used to play for the team. And this past week, they had none other than Don Majkowski on their show.
Nice and magic, man.
He talked about Jordan Love, and I absolutely loved it. Grabbed a little bit of it for you. Let's take a listen to what Magic had to say about Jordan and some of these interceptions.
The hardest thing to do as a young quarterback is when there's nothing there on a specific play, on a given play, to accept the defense won on that down. But when you're young, you don't want to accept that. You got what we had a saying, know when the journey's over. Throw it out of bounds. Don't try to force, make too much happen, you know? And he's still, I mean, he's getting, you know, when he's getting sacked, falling down, he's trying to still make ridiculous throws, and he's getting in trouble with that. So he'll get over it. I know I did the same thing, you know, same stupid thing. So he'll get over it, and that'll just come with more experience.
Got to know when the journey's over. I absolutely love that. I love that. And I hope, I know he's probably not going to, but I do hope Jordan hears some of that and takes that on board, because obviously, you know, we remember some great, great throws and plays and big moments from Magic Man. But to his point, he made some dumb throws too, made some really silly interceptions, and he's a pretty damn good quarterback. So I just love that we get Don Majkowski talking about Jordan Love. That's so cool to me. I absolutely love that. One other thing here in the blogosphere, Cheesehead TV is on Blue Sky. Just launched today. Tyler setting it up. Saw a lot of people talking about moving to Blue Sky today for whatever reason. And if Packers fans are there, we're going to be there. So if you're on Blue Sky, if you're thinking about heading up to Blue Sky, check us out, Cheesehead TV. We're on the socials, each and every one of them. We want to be where Packers fans are, talking about the Packers community. It's what it's all about. We'll see you there each and every day. Cheesehead TV on Blue Sky. Gore, you got a Blue Sky account?
I do not. I don't even know what that is. What is that?
Yeah, it's a social media platform. And I kind of like simply because it's not connected to anything else. You used to have to have a code.
I thought you had to have
like
an invite code and stuff.
No. You used to need an invite code, but now you can just sign up. I like it a little bit more than Threads simply because it's not connected to like Meta or Facebook or anything. Like there's not some other entity that you have to deal with. So if you're into that kind of thing, we'll be there chopping it up each and every day. Definitely want to give a shout out to everybody who's been donating to the PFRPA. Really appreciate it, everybody. You guys are the best.
Yeah. Thank you guys. Appreciate it. I did think it was funny. Johnny Rivers' comment about Martellus Bennett was really hilarious. I'm trying to find
it. Oh, no, I missed it. What did he say?
That's what I appreciate about Martellus Bennett. He had the decency to quit on us before he ever played well. That was funny.
That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty good. I like it.
But, yeah, I'm really not very happy that it's a bye week, but I understand, and that's where I am right now.
It's necessary. The dudes need it, man. They got to get that rest.
I'm processing the fact that we have no Packers football right now while we're on air.
I feel you, man.
So I'm sorry.
I feel you.
Sorry for
it's hitting you,
but
it's all right. It's hitting you. You got to go through it. I understand. It's understandable. I do want to let everybody know there will be Packers football.
Big B, thanks for your donation. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Big B. Appreciate you, buddy. The Cheesehead TV meetup is in a few weeks. If you are a Patreon member, you can find the information on the Patreon page. The meetup is back in Lambeau this year for the first time in a few years. Very excited about that. Carry the G Club members. You can find the information on your page here on YouTube on the community tab. It's always fun. We've done it now. I think was this fourth year, something like that. It's always a good time. Tons of people from all over the country each and every season meeting up, talking Packers. This year, it's the night before the 49ers game. I'm going to be in town for two games, Corey. The 49ers and Dolphins. I'm very excited. Patreon members,
I cannot
thank you enough for your support. You guys are the lifeblood of everything we do here at Cheesehead TV. Carry the G Club members, thank you. You guys here on YouTube make Watch Party a ton of fun. Transplants each and every week, mixing it up, chopping it up. Really appreciate you. And really appreciate Tom Grassi's donation.
NFL Fan of the Year.
To the Pro Football Retired Players Association. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Grassi Posse. Appreciate that. Oh, we got Evan Williams was on Clubhouse Live last week and was so delightful. Jerry, Evan Williams is a really, really interesting cat. And it goes way beyond the fact that he's like really personable. And I thought I saw that interview that you're talking about, Jerry, and I thought he was really kind of engaging and fun to listen to. But man, now you watch this team without him on the field these last couple weeks, and it's stark. The difference is very stark when it comes to what they look like on defense without Evan Williams. I mean, that's a fascinating kind of development for a rookie. I mean, he's a really good player, and his absence is notable even now, this early in his career. That's kind of crazy. Kind of crazy.
It is.
We got a lot of donations piling in. I cannot thank you guys enough. William James, you got an anonymous one. You guys are the best. Thank you so much. Really,
Dan Gesford,
really appreciate
thanks
it.
For donating to the PRFRPA. Appreciate it.
Jerry, can we bring anything to the meetup? No need. No need. Just bring yourself. Have a great time. Lots of fun. Shout out to Charlene, who sets it up every year and provides us with lots of goodies each and every season. Lots of fun. Lots of fun. Dan, thanks for your donation. Really appreciate it, man. Corey, you got anything else for the fine folks before we head out?
No, I don't.
All right, everybody. Enjoy the bye week as much as that's possible. I'll be back tomorrow with Packers Daily. Really appreciate everyone's support. And remember, if you get here late, you're watching the replay, there's a donation link in the description of the video. Do whatever you can. Help them out. Really appreciate it. That'll do it for this episode of Packer Transplants Live. We really appreciate everybody who makes Cheesehead TV part of their daily Packers routine. We are and will always be devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide.
I think it's a fluid situation, and we're I know you guys love it, especially Nagler. I can see you smirking at me right there. We're going to take it one day at a time, and just it's going to be fluid, though. That's all I can tell you.